ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rock on! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City.
And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hello, everybody.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
I want an army of didgeridoos. 50,000 didgeridoos.
What's that one from?
Walk Hard.
What is
Dewey
it?
Cox, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that movie, but...
I'm part of this, Dewey.
I have friends that like loved it way more than I did.
Yeah, I'd be one of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
So how are you guys doing this week?
Good.
Doing pretty good. So we're trying something a little new, right?
Yeah. Got a little live radio going right now. And it's one of those things where I just felt we would try something new and maybe the listeners might tune in and like it. And then if not, you know, we're still recording and putting everything on iTunes. So thank you guys for listening. Don't forget that you can subscribe on iTunes, and you can also go to Podomatic, and there's like half a million of them that you could go to and listen. And you guys did last week, and we appreciate it massively.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much.
Yes. This week, there's all kinds of little news. There's so much Ace stuff right now because he really, really, really is out there. And with the new record getting ready to come out, of course, he's being interviewed constantly. If you go to kissasylum.com, there's a couple of different interviews with him. And there's also a performance from Dallas.
Recording with Paul, it's like I've traveled back in time.
Nice one.
I was watching a Second Coming.
KST. Yeah, I listened to it the other day. They kept so mentioning good. How many times he said it.
Right.
Let's see. Then there's also, Paul Stanley. Here's the headline. Paul Stanley of Kiss proves he has plenty of soul in San Juan Capistrano. I don't really care about. I like hearing the music, but all I care about when it comes to Paul Stanley is Kiss. You guys?
Yeah. I care about Paul as a person and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
I'm not that excited
about Soul Station. I'd like to see it if it came to my town, but I'm not like actively trying to find video every day or anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm wondering where this is going to go. I'm wondering if he's going to focus on this more than he's going to focus on Kiss, you know?
I said that last time. I can't even conceive that. Like, that does not jive. Like, that doesn't really make sense to me. I just cannot see him putting more... Or maybe he's finally just, just, like, to that point of his life where he just doesn't really give a fuck. So it could be that he's putting more, but I can't even see that.
You know what? Since we've done that episode, I don't remember which one of you guys said that maybe someone was sick, right?
Yeah, I thought someone could have been sick.
You know what, though? I've been thinking about that lately, and have you noticed how thin Gene's
gotten? Gene is, yeah.
Maybe Gene's sick, man. I mean, I hope not.
But maybe he just cut out the cottage cheese and oatmeal.
He's getting up there in age, though.
Sure. I hope not. I haven't seen any pictures of him recently, so... I'll have to check that out.
Just check out any of the video, and he just looks a lot thinner than he has in recent years, you know?
Yeah. Chris Dole is listening right now, and he said he would go see Soul Station if they came. We would go.
We would go, but I'd go. Give a fuck compared to...
Yeah, compared Kiss. To Kiss, you know?
Yeah,
I would love to hear that band do, like, I Was Made for Loving You, though.
I'd pay to see Paul... play the ukulele on his own, but just no Tiny Tim stuff, because that freaks the shit out of me.
Yeah, see, I'd rather Paul did the solo thing, or did like an acoustic solo thing like he did on the recent cruise, where he was doing like Hold Me, Touch Me and shit. That'd be awesome.
Dude, an evening with Paul, it's all by a campfire.
That'd be awesome. There's like chia pets set all around and everything.
Be cool. His garden of chia pets.
Right. But yeah, I think most Kiss fans are more excited about anything having to do with Kiss than, Motown covers. Even though a lot of us love Motown, you want Kiss from Paul Stanley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. You know, yeah, I mean, he did the, you know, the Phantom of the Opera thing, you know, but that wasn't, it was different in a way, you know. It was like he did that for, you know, a run, and then it was over, whereas this is like a new band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of different. Out of curiosity, since this is the first time we did this radio deal, can people call in? Or because this is like us being like pretending to be the Kiss Room, right?
Yeah. I'm shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Matt Porter, we love him. And
yeah, we
but,
do.
You know, I've been wanting to do the show a lot because I felt like it would be fun to be able to interact. It's going to take us time to get used to that, you know?
Yeah, and get the word texting, out and everything.
You know,
maybe Ira could call in.
But anyway, let's talk our subject this week. You guys ready for that?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So you guys hit me both with yes-ums this week. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about Ace so much, I thought that we would talk about, since we're guitar players, all three of us, I thought mm-hmm. that we would talk all the other Kiss guitar players, I guess including Paul, right?
Mm-hmm. You got to include Paul.
So when it comes to the whole set, right, it's, without Ace, who's your guy's favorite?
Bruce. In unison, 10 million yeah, Bruce, fans.
Bruce for me. So let's put that one aside. What about second place?
Tommy.
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 It's yeah. It's just get so out obvious. Of my head.
I think that, you know, I liked Vinnie Vincent, but as far as stylistically, I don't like what Vinnie does on his solos. I like his riffs and his rhythms and his melodic ideas, but
see, I don't like the his solos in Kiss, but just like his invasion stuff is just brutal to get through.
At the time, I didn't like the first Invasion record, but I did like the second one, All Systems Go.
Which one has that time of year? I like that song. That's about it.
Yeah, that's the second one.
Yeah, but just like that later stuff too, when it's essentially just him shredding for like the entire album. And I'm a guy who loves shred, but like that's fucking...
His shredding has no real composition.
It's like
though.
Michelangelo Badio.
Just he's running scales, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Vernon Reid always did that to me when I listened to Vernon Reid play. What was his band? Living Color?
Yeah, Living Color.
I always felt like there was no actual planning involved. He just went out there and just went...
You know? It's like every Slayer solo. There's no thought
hey,
to
oh,
it.
All right, let's not. Yeah, you know, I'm a Slayer fan. And,
so am I, but you can't tell me that their leads are good. It's all about their rhythms.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean,
do you know who told him to do that though? Was Dimebag, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Said, your music's crazy. Why can't your solos just be crazy? Like in later years, they got a bit more melodic. But yeah, it just sounds kind of.
I get that it's trying to be super extreme and like a blues solo isn't going to work on like Mandatory Suicide.
You can still play the tasteful solo in all that mayhem. Deicide does that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that's how I see Vinny. It's just kind of
yeah,
like
it's
a
just,
mess.
It's,
same with Mark St. John, though.
Yeah, because that's all he... I can play faster than those guys. You know, that's right. Just his mentality.
Yeah, what I mean, so you think that, I mean, we know that with Mark St. John and Vinnie Vincent, the Mark St. John thing came because of the popularity of the shredder guitar player, right?
Mm-hmm, totally.
And do you think that helped them or hurt them?
I think that they thought they had to do something at the time to kind of change with the tide of this new, you know,
it got them
metal.
Through that time period, but it couldn't have sustained, or like Asylum wouldn't have been that great of an album if Mark was on there.
True.
Do you think that if they would have gotten Bruce right out the gate, it would have been a lot better for them?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. At the same time, I mean, I like Bruce so much better stylistically, but Vinny did write some of the best songs from that era, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he wrote the two best songs on Creatures, in my opinion, you know, which is Killer and I Still Love You. I mean,
right.
What I want to know from the people that are listening, if you can let us know, can you hear all of us well? I mean, are we getting a good sound through this thing?
Yeah, we're getting comments. Chris is keeping us up to date. So far, he said Bruce is his favorite. Mark St. John was a better shredder, is what he said. Mm-hmm. But
that's his opinion.
Yeah, it's really hard, you know, when you have so many of these guitar players to go, you know. Chris says he hears perfectly, so
that's good.
Going.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And thanks for listening, Chris.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's super cool. It's gonna have to get used to it, though.
We gotta get one of those hotline phones so people can call.
Can't edit anything.
Yeah.
Can we get a bad phone?
That'd be. Oh, bad. I know you're not gonna believe this, but Karen and I were at the flea market in downtown area where we were looking, and we saw a red phone, but it was the kind that goes on a wall instead of, you know, that sits on a table or something.
Yeah,
and she was like, as soon as she saw it, she was like, oh, and I was like, no, it's the right color, the wrong kind. And we, you know, I want a bat phone really bad. I know this is off the subject, but I can tell you guys that if you go to eBay, apparently you could buy one of those. Is it a Mozart head that he would open up and push the button and then the cage? You could buy those.
It is someone. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and then I had a buddy that, and you connect anything to it, and then it's just an on and off switch for like a light or something. But he would walk in and open the head and turn on his lights and close it. It was pretty cool. Anyway,
dude, I always want to rig my bedroom to, if I opened it, to play.
Oh, that's funny. It can be done these days. It can be done. That is
I'll figure it out. Sure.
All right, let's go back to Kiss guitar players. Let's talk about Paul for a second. You know, when people talk Ace and Paul, right? You know, they're the guys that, like, as far as I'm concerned, really wrote all the music. You know what I'm saying? They kept the band alive. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, so did Gene.
Yeah. I think that the interplay between Ace and Paul, though, is the sound of Kiss, you know, because Paul's always low, Ace is always high, you know.
No pun intended, but pun intended.
Right. But register-wise, Paul's always playing the low end, Ace is always playing the high bits, you know. Mm-hmm. And Paul plays a lot more than what Ace plays, if you ever really just pay attention.
Yeah.
Paul's really good, man. And he's got a great tone. Always has had a really good, thick Gibson Marshall tone, you know?
Paul is the entree and Ace is the ground pepper.
There you go.
There, yeah.
Gene is the...
ketchup.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Like a ranch.
If you ever see a cake with the frosting removed and the cake's still there, that you know that Paul's been there. Because I love the frosting. listening to that is fucking audio. Like, what the fuck? Having a stroke? Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, let me ask you. Here's the question I've never heard asked. Mm-hmm. Let's say Mark St. John does not get sick with his hand, right?
He doesn't blow up.
He doesn't explode. Is he still in the band now?
No.
No.
I've heard that he was already pretty much well by the time they went on tour. It's just that
Wouldn't have lasted another album.
He was trying to like show up Gene and Paul on stage is what I've always heard. And, you know, they can't have that.
No. Absolutely.
Especially
not
after Vinny's big debacle. They wanted someone like Bruce that could, you know, not in a negative way, but yeah, toe the line.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that could fit in and let Gene and Paul be the front men without trying to steal the show. I would love to see some footage of Mark with Kiss. You know, I've never got to see any. I've heard a lot of it. Not a lot of it, but enough.
Right. There's
it.
Some audio. There's some audio that you can find out there.
Yeah. He played like 2.5 shows, right?
Right.
So, I mean, there's obviously not a whole lot of audio.
There's got to be a video, though, right? There has to be where Mark St. John was going to do the show and somebody, Paul said, or especially Gene said, get a camera.
Totally.
You know, this is, you know, may never happen again. And one day somebody's going to want the video.
I would love to see it, man. You know, I can't picture, like when you think about that Heaven's on Fire video, how he is on stage. Can you imagine that? He looks so awkward the way he holds a guitar and like.
Right. Yeah. Really high up. And then with that spread out four fingers, you know.
Like, yeah.
I was like, but that was really hip and popular then, you know, that what it really
efficiency
was.
Efficiency of the fretboard.
Right, yes, that's exactly what it is.
I've been watching.
He used his pinky.
Oh, fuck, what was I watching? That John Petrucci instructional video, Rock Discipline.
Yeah, I was watching the Vinny one last night. It's brutal.
Did you guys ever watch the Yngwie Malmsteen one?
I have seen a lot of Malmsteen.
I wrote for this particular little video.
I love how he goes, I play it. Now, he plays it. And then he goes, now I play it slow.
I love my favorite quote is Michelangelo Beatty. This is a blues riff inspired by Michael Schenker.
What about Malmsteen's huge wall of old school Plexi Marshalls, though, dude?
He's compensating for something.
Yes.
Yeah, that is cool, though, but just so unnecessary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't ever find myself going, man, you know what I want to hear today? I want to hear some Malmsteen. Never
happens. Dude, no, actually, his last electric album I was a big fan of in high school, and I still listen to. Like, it's actually, and it's even got, what's his nuts, Tim Ripper Owens.
Oh, yeah?
And it's actually pretty good. But yeah, most of that is just wankery.
I really like Rising Force.
That's the one that I used to listen to.
Perpetual Flame, that's the
Okay, we're off the subject. Guitar players.
Oh, no, we're on subject, and yes. This is a fucking awesome topic. I'm beating out.
Hey, it is what's happening.
Hey, what, Andy, happens. Do you think you sound like the dude from Mythbusters? Did you hear that? Someone said that you sound like Jamie from
Jamie Heineman from the Mythbusters.
I don't know, Adam.
I always thought you sounded more like Dez.
That's what I've heard from.
You got that low Dez like thing.
Lee, if you say one more thing about the fucking Mormon girl, I'm gonna come over there and pop you. Greatest fucking rock record all time. Sorry, Dez, if you're listening. I don't know what you sound like. It's probably the third sound.
Yeah, I mean, I got a message from the guy. Okay, so we do have an Ask Andrew question this week. We'll get to that later. It's from the same guy that was like, first question, ever noticed that he sounds like Jamie from Mythbusters? I was like, that's never hilarious. Noticed that. So we all agree that Mark St. John would be out of the band.
Don't mean to slag. I know, like, he's kind of the punchline, but we don't mean any malice behind it. You know, it's all right. Good fun.
Yeah, you know, he passed away, and it's a
it's a sad story.
It really is a sad story, and if you want to hear it, you can go to History Science Theater. They did a whole show on it, right, guys?
Yeah, on the Animalized Live and Uncensored 30th anniversary. Yeah, 30th anniversary.
Yeah, you find out things about Mark.
Great episode.
And where it just blows your mind. You're like, I can't believe this happened to Mark St. John, you know.
But blows up your hand. Okay, the last one. I won't
say. Yeah.
You actually met Mark, right, Joe?
No, actually, what happened was I was at a KISS convention and he was there and I didn't even bother to go over. Oh, yeah, that's right. Which is awful now in hindsight, but you know, I don't know.
He never no one ever got a chance to really latch on to him. I don't think he was kind of disposable.
Yeah, he was really thin looking, and you know, I remember afterwards looking at him, maybe as I was leaving and going, oh, that's Mark St. John, but he wasn't really recognizable. You know, it was, I don't know what the
different wig or.
I don't know, man. It felt like he was really thin, really thin. Like, you know, I don't know. I can't speak that if he was on drugs or anything, but he was really thin.
Right.
So, you know, but he was there. I want to say it was the same time a coin was, and I was really focused on Bill.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, of course we got to talk about Vinnie Vincent at length. When he came in after Ace, do you think he was the right guy for the time?
No.
Nah. But I don't know who they could have found that really could have filled Ace's shoes, you know what I mean? Besides, fuck, Tommy years later, you know?
Yeah, it would have been a lot of years later.
Because no one wanted to play like that, because it wasn't in vogue to play like Jimmy Page anymore. Everyone wanted to play like fucking Eddie Van Halen, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that you weren't going to find another Ace, you know? Maybe if Jimmy Page would have joined the band. Or if that rumor about Slash, I think Slash would have fit. you know, his style.
Would he still be wearing the top hat and makeup?
Yeah. Well, they'd call him the broom or something.
The broom.
That's nice. I think Jeff, one of the Jeffs said that a long time ago from watching you on our, we did a guitar player episode on Strange Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinny, though, you know, I have to say, the first time I saw him, when I realized that Ace was out of the band, I was really excited about it. I liked his makeup. I liked his costume. It was something fresh and new. I was too young to realize that this was a sad moment. You know, it's like there's no Ace. There's no Peter. You know,
I can't remember. Did you see the Creatures tour?
No.
Okay, so you weren't one of those dudes that showed up and was like, who the fuck is this dude?
No.
Because that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And then when they took the makeup off, apparently it happened then too.
Right.
As far as
Vinny, though, like, I think that, you know, musically, besides his guitar solos, I think he kind of fit for what they were trying to do. You know, I mean, Lick It Up's a pretty damn good record, I think.
Right. You can go online and find so many videos of Vinny before he was in Kiss doing so many different things, you know, and so many different bands.
He was a talented guy, you know.
He was. And I don't know. I long for the day that Chris Sinzak gets the interview with him.
And that's never going to happen, man. He's gone. We lost him.
We lost Vinny. I want to know what happened. You know, and then the whole contract problem. You know, he never signed a contract. And, you know, how many times has he sued them? And
it's crazy that, you know, they'd bring him back for revenge. And then still, he got all crazy then, too, you know?
Yeah. Chris Dole said he's met Vinny. I met him, too, sort of. You know, I didn't have at-length conversation with him or anything, but it was, like I've said 100 times on the show, at the Atlanta Kiss Con where he put the makeup on. There's actually video of it.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then apparently there was the cease and desist order, and of course, he probably sued somebody after that.
What do you guys think about him trying to sell those, like, some Pink Jackson for ungodly sums of money?
What was it, like $15,000? It's insane,
man.
And yeah, his autograph was you know, five grand.
We wanted like $150 for t-shirts and shit.
Yeah. Somebody, what was it, a Facebook page that just all of a sudden showed up and they started, you know, and then the person that was doing the page for Vinny all of a sudden, like a month later, was like, I am no longer working for this dude. I am sorry. This guy's crazy. You know, but that seems to be the mantra of anybody that's ever worked with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
The original singer for Vinnie Vincent's Invasion, you know. Yeah,
Fleischman.
Yeah, he sat and, you know, did a whole Q&A at this con I was at, and it was just like mind-blowingly crazy, you know, the things that he would say and do to the band, you know. And then I guess he just couldn't take it anymore. Right. And then, you know, it was just, oh, God, I can't even imagine, you know.
You think that some of that's just, you know, some of these creative geniuses are a bit eccentric, you know what I mean? But I've heard things that go a little bit beyond eccentric with Vinny, you know? And do you really believe that he is some woman now? Do you believe that? Is that true? Is it just rumor?
Probably
that's
a rumor.
That's the rumor, you know, but come on.
I could see it, dude.
I mean, let me say this. By now, somebody would have snapped a picture of this.
Well, most people, think about this, like, even if he was being Vinnie Vincent, most people don't give a fuck. But as some woman, you wouldn't think, oh, that's this guy, Vinnie Vincent, that used to be in Kiss that no one cares about. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you wouldn't even probably know. If he's hanging out in, like, a scene with a bunch of, you know, like, trannies or whatever, no one's going to know because, think about how he looked in the Invasion. He pretty much looked like a woman then, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
I think he'd make a pretty woman.
he would look exactly like the drummer in Vixen.
That's what I've always said, man. Roxy Petrucci.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what? I saw Vixen live, and that chick did a drum solo that pretty much blew my mind. She was fucking rocking, dude.
Oh, I believe it, man. I think that didn't the guitar player die a few years ago? I think so. And
oh no. Oh, I think you're right. Yeah.
No, it wasn't Janis. Janis was the singer, right?
I don't remember.
Janet. Anyway, I heard that, and I don't know. She was the guitar player chick was sexy with her blonde hair with the black in it, and she could play. It's like goodness.
You're like Jim and the Holograms, but real.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm. Yep, nice. Jim and the Holograms. I'm going to have to wait to see that movie now.
The trailer looks ridiculous to me.
It does look ridiculous.
It doesn't work.
So we all agree, if we'd have gotten Bruce right out of the gate, it would have been better.
Would have been better least, than Mark, for certain.
But would Bruce have wore the makeup?
Huh. The old dog, huh?
The dog makeup, or... Would they have just? I mean, who came up with the? Was it Paul that came up with the Egypt
hawk, yeah.
thing?
That was Paul.
So would it have been, you know, the same thing for Bruce? Would Bruce have been the Egyptian warrior? You
think? Sure, he would have slapped the same makeup on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be strange to see Bruce as the Egyptian warrior.
Yeah,
sure. Someone's photoshopped that.
Yeah, somebody needs to do that and send it to us.
Yeah,
at Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. You can always send us messages on that page. Yeah, exactly. I snuck that in on Andrew.
Yes, he did.
Yes. let's see. I had another question. I'm trying to think. So who least valuable guitar player is Mark St. John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most valuable?
Bruce.
Most valuable?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's your criteria
let's take
for that?
Paul. Let's take Paul out of the subject.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Let's take Paul out.
But even so, I mean, what about Tommy? Without Tommy, we wouldn't have Kiss for the last ton of years. You know.
Yeah, and also think of the things that Tommy's done, from putting together books and videos and you know, all that other stuff.
Ace and Peter how to play the shit for the reunion.
Yeah, I kind of put Tommy up there as most valuable.
Yeah, I'd see that in the complete package. He can do anything as well. Right. But then again, so can Bruce. But yeah, I guess Tommy, especially, yeah, because like, you wouldn't have Kiss what it is today without him.
And we've talked about it at length a number of times about how important, or how Tommy can wear the makeup, be the spaceman, and play Bruce's licks, and Vinny's licks, and Ace's licks. Something that, you know, you have to be the right kind of guitar player or the, you know, to do. You can't just
I think Bruce could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What if they would have brought Bruce back after the farewell and put him in Ace's makeup?
That, I cannot see that. Well, then again, it's essentially the same thing with Eric, but you didn't have that Peter... Then Eric. Sorry, you had Peter, then Eric. It didn't jump just to Eric May. So, yeah.
I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting. And, you know, I think Bruce could do... He could play Vinny's shit or Ace's shit easily. And his own stuff, obviously. But it would have been kind of interesting. We'd have the, like, basic revenge lineup in makeup.
You'd have to shave the goatee. Oh.
Yeah. And then maybe they would have done shit. Like, maybe they would have made that progression to Carnival in makeup.
Right. It's,
I don't know. I've never really... I don't know if it would have worked out or not. Because I think having Tommy, who, you know, grew up kind of wanting to be Ace, really kind of helped, because it's the thing that everyone bitches about, that he doesn't have his own identity. But I like it. I like that he plays Ace's shit, like, verbatim. You know, it's cool. That's what I want to hear when I go see him. I never liked how Bruce would... He would do it similar to Ace, but, you know, he'd kind of change it up. I don't dig that. I want the Ace licks.
See, I like when Bruce added his own little flavor to Ace licks. I didn't like it when Vinny did it, because he went Badio.
I never heard Vinny even come close to an Ace solo.
No,
it was just his own idea of how it should sound. I think it would be really cool to take two different recordings of, let's say, Love Gun with him playing on them and listen to them and see like how
Firehouse.
Someone did that, like, with the Love Gun solo with every guitarist. It's on the YouTubes. So that was really interesting. Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to look that up.
On the YouTubes.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig and Eric, because now I'm saying that in the Facebooks. Hi, guys, if you're listening.
Okay. So
happy belated, Eric. Sorry. Continue.
I gotcha. So, all right. So, So Tommy's most valuable. Bruce is right under there, second, you know. Then we got Vinny and then Mark, and Paul's obviously through the roof.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, though, man. You got to look at Vinny, though. Without Vinny, I mean, Lick It Up, not so much. You know what I mean? He wrote or co-wrote almost every one of those songs. Mm-hmm. And that was the record that brought him back. You know what I mean? But yeah. At the same time, if they would have taken the makeup off and put out, say, Animalize, I think it would have worked the same.
Oh, yeah. Well, Animalize was more successful than Lick It Up anyway.
Right. Man, it's so crazy how, like, right place, right time, right people always seems to work for them. In the lucky type way. You know, I mean...
They're even Steven.
Yeah. Dude, it's the talisman. Who are we kidding?
It is the talisman. Yeah, man.
Without them, no powers.
No powers.
So no human beings.
Not quite ordinary.
That's epic. All right, so let's scratch. Let's go away from this now, and let's
chicka chicka chicka.
Yep, exactly.
Scratch.
Let's go to the new
DJ spin that.
A new segment. We're going to do on the show. You know, Andrew has Ask Andrew, and I do the news, and then we talk. And there's never been anything for Jody. So what we suggested was for Jody to pick a song of the week, right? Jody's song of the week.
Kiss song of the week.
Kiss song. That's right. Jody's kiss song of the week. And let's see what he spits out for us. The one thing about Jody is he's so knowledgeable, you know, when it comes to, well, just about the majority of kinds of music, but Kiss really, like, you got it down. So, what's your first song of the Kiss song of the week, there, Jody?
My inaugural Kiss song of the week is going to be "Let Me Know" because of the whole history of, you know, Paul playing this to Gene, and this is how we have Kiss. It was called Sunday Driver back then. Everybody knows the fucking story, but I just figured that's a great way to get it started.
Absolutely.
And this version is actually the my favorite version of the song. It comes from the King Biscuit Flower Hour, whatever the fuck. Flower Power. I don't remember what. You know what I'm talking about. It's a great fucking version. And it was the first time I heard this long before that weird version came out on You Wanted the Best, you know?
I love that version. It was the first time I heard it.
It was the first time, though, that I'd ever heard that song with the breakdown at the end where it's just drums and then, you know, you gotta let me know. They didn't do that on the record, obviously. So I just remember hearing that as a kid and fucking wigging out and thinking it was such a great, you know, addition to the song. And I always wondered why it never made a live, you know what I mean? Because it's such a great one live when they do it. I don't know. I just always have liked that song. So
It is a good song. It's one of those ones. Yeah, man. You know that as soon as they get started, you know.
It's a hidden gem too. Like they don't really play that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a listen. You guys ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Here we go. Jody's Kiss song of the week.
Check it out.
Yeah, let me know.
Well, if you want to rock and roll, you just let me know. Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, I've never heard that version of the song.
Really?
Yeah, I as a matter of fact, I didn't listen to it when you sent it to me specifically so I would hear it for the first time on the show.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That is an awesome version, man. I'll tell you what.
Man, that's honestly a tough 4 minutes or whatever trying to be quiet.
Yeah,
I heard the
lighter,
and I just couldn't
catch it. Me and Andrew started getting the giggles.
Yeah.
I don't know if the people could hear that, though. Did they hear that, or?
No, I don't think so.
Cool.
I couldn't hear you guys at all, okay. So that's all good. There's got
to
be a way.
I was trying so hard to be quiet.
Maybe I have a, there's a mute on the, on the
Skype.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I should have just pressed that. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Think about that.
Except,
it's
except
more authentic, it's more real this way.
Yeah, it's live.
Silly.
So,
we'll do it live.
Yeah, listen, you know, this is our first time ever doing this. Right now, we've got 5 people listening to us. When it gets downloaded, it's thousands of times. And 7 people listening to it now.
Cool.
Thank you guys. You know, this is totally cool. We'll try to keep this up, and we'll tweak it and make it better. You know, every week, and it's just like
yeah,
I said,
this is an experiment. Like I'm recording on my end.
Yeah,
and Joe's broadcasting it on his end.
Yeah, just so we could try to do something new. I don't know, something new, right?
News always
it's
cool.
Fun.
We and need to shock the people.
Yeah, shock the people.
Shock the people.
and then, if you guys
everything now.
When you're, yeah, that was a good.
He's my homeboy.
Right.
And if you're listening, if you want to chat, you could go right in there. Chris is chatting, Karen's chatting, people are chatting. You can talk to each other about the show. We'll try to chime in when we get the opportunity. It's hard for me to talk, listen to you guys, and chat. I'm trying to work it out, but
you gotta have Matt Porter send you like some fucking cliff notes on how to broadcast for dummies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Okay, so that was awesome. Jody's first ever Kiss Song of the Week. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And now, you know what time it is, don't you? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Bring out the doctor.
It's time to bring out our favorite part of the show, which
my
is
favorite.
Ask Andrew. Yes.
Ask Jamie from MythBusters.
Yes. Hey, that was a good one. I wish I.
Yeah, send your myths that for Andrew to bust to podcast.
Yeah, for me to debunk and fucking blow my leg off in the process. Yeah, let's have some fun with that.
Andrew, I want you to debunk the flat Earth.
All that. I'll send you in a rocket ship.
Right. To the
you guys are killing me. You guys are killing me right now.
The Earth's round, right? It's not flat.
You're killing me. Okay, so let's see. Our question for Andrew this week is from the Big Bri.
Do I just say Bri or hi?
Yeah, I'm Bri. Sure I'm reading this right. Yeah, the Big Bri. That's what it says. And he had the question. Are you aware?
Big Bri and Little China.
Are you aware you sound exactly like Jamie Hyneman? Hyneman sounds like a dirty word, doesn't it? From MythBusters. Anyway,
big last name. Like,
yes.
Fuck him.
Gymnasium.
Stradivarius. No, all there's right. No one with the last name Gymnasium.
Are you sure about that?
Well, there could be. If your last name is Gymnasium.
No, his first name is Jim. His last name is Gymnasium.
That is how it works.
That's. That's like just in case.
Right.
Anyway, sorry, the question is...
No. There's a million of them. I can honestly tell you that there is the lead singer in the Bay City Psycho's daughter's name is... Middle name is Summer, and his last name is Camp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so anyway, all right, so question of the week. If you had to go back in time and become one KISS member for 10 years, who would you be and why? It's always Tommy Thayer. Okay, you could be any member for 10 years, who would you be? I definitely would not be Ace because he died a lot, it feels like.
What's the question?
Remember.
What?
Like, who would I be if... Wait, what?
No, if you could be... If you okay, here it is again.
Okay.
If you had to go back in time and be one Kiss member for 10 years, who would you be and why? Now Jody would be Ace, so he could get.
Nah, I'd be Paul.
Is Paul clean? Because I'd probably be Paul.
Man.
Well, then again, I wouldn't want to, like, because, like, he wanted to kill himself a lot, so. And Gene was sort of just, like, having fun, but he also could have something. And then Peter, I don't know, I have bad heart, so I don't think I'd be good with cocaine. probably Bruce, because I'm...
I'll be Vinny, because I'd
probably be Bruce, because that's my mentality, like, he had a hot wife, and, like, he just showed up and played guitar, and, you know, so, only because that I feel I'm the closest personality-wise to him, I'd probably want to be Bruce.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. What about you, Jody?
I think for me, I've always been more like Ace, so I'd want to change some shit and be more like Paul, minus the suicide.
Minus the sadness.
Minus
the meatballs.
Minus the sadness plus the ear, and but I want all of the, like, artistic integrity that he has, you know?
Yeah. Be able to paint, write the list. Songs.
I can make some good circles, brah.
Yeah. Orange in the middle, red on the outside.
Peanut butter on the outside, jelly in the middle.
Jelly in the middle, that's right.
You know, some people say that circles are...
clearly have issues.
On issues. The bottom, waiting to be stirred. You guys are, we're delirious right now. But, Paul was the good-looking one, and I would like to know what it's like to be good-looking for 10 years. So,
Come on, Joe. Don't you, Mr. Playboy. Mr.
Forrest Gump of hot chicks.
You're a stud muffin, man.
But yeah, still, you live with male and female models.
Yeah, that's true. What was her name? The chick from Dr. Detroit.
Oh,
that he dated.
Fuck.
Not Samantha.
We talk about her all the time. Her name is escaping me.
Then we got Samantha Fox. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. But then again, Gene had Katie Seagal, so.
Yeah, that's not the same to me.
Nah. Oh, you're fucking goddamn right it is.
Okay, well,
Dora was your thing.
No, well, preferably Katie, but Dora's really cute, too. So she any woman willing to talk to me is pretty cool. probably Katie if I had to choose. But then
there are a lot of women out there willing to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Andrew got a six-pack.
Yep. No, I don't, but I don't have a Heineken mini keg anymore, so.
That's good for you. That's what happens when you get sick. It's like a weight loss program.
I've been boxing. I was telling Jody I've been boxing again, so I'm having a lot of fun.
That is spectacular. I am so glad
you're been working out. I'm huge.
Yeah, Andrew wasn't with us last week. Yeah. He was sick. We are very happy to have him back. And that was our Ask Andrew. If you'd like to ask Andrew a question, send it to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com.
I don't sound like that. Fuck you. Or maybe I do. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the whole show, I've been sitting here and thinking about how I can play our commercials at the end because I'm not prepared for that. But I'm not. So normally you would hear our commercials.
History Science Theater. The most civilized. Oh, fuck.
Exactly. You know the commercials by heart. If you download the show and listen to it again.
Excuse me, Bob. You got to come up and do commercials.
This is a big clusterfuck right now.
At the end, it is. It's okay. Everybody's enjoying themselves. We love you.
We love you.
Rockin'.
Thank you guys for listening. You'll hear the commercials if you download this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Adieu.
Yeah, sorry, Joe. I don't know what the fuck. I just couldn't stop.
You got on a roll.
Like a hot knife through butter.
Like a hot knife.
Through butter.
Yeah, I felt that.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007... you've been getting podcast, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss. The Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater. The most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only Kiss podcast that breaks down the entire Kiss song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about Kiss-related topics and non-Kiss-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm